Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I know the phone's up an hour ago and only took a few of them. I'm going to take calls throughout the rest of this hour and smatter the transmission with key news, intel, information, latest developments out of Libya. They're reporting Gaddafi's fled to Venezuela and aircraft strafing people in major cities. In Libya, we've got riots going on in different places in Iraq, TV stations being burned, gold continuing to surge, silver continuing to surge. I wanted to, this is a moving, fluid situation. For just a few minutes to bring Ted Anderson, the owner of the Genesis Network, and he financed the founding of it 13, 14 years ago, now 15. Man, time flies with Midas Resources. Ted, what's gold and silver last time you looked at it a few minutes ago? I mean, we just heard what Mark Fauber said, just echoing everything we've talked about.
Well, he's exactly right. I mean, silver hit $34.05 today. Gold over $1,400, actually all the way up to $1,409.60, well over $17.50 increase just today alone. Silver is up over 4% today. I mean, that's just unheard of, Alex. It's like on a rocket ship to the moon, man. This stuff is going crazy. And it just pleases me to all end. Last Friday, people just rang our phones off the hook. Because three silver dollars and three of your videos for $97 has become such a fabulous buy that they're just taking advantage of it. I hope to God they pass those videos out. Now, with silver over $34 an ounce, and you're still picking up three silver dollars and having three of Alex's videos for $97, I mean, some of the people are smart. They're taking advantage of some of these other things that we have and getting a position in gold and silver. But if nothing else, I mean, my goodness, get your credit card out and buy this video set. I mean, two things. I mean, this country's going to, this country's going down the chute real fast, and one of the ways that you can arm yourself with information is getting these videos.
Well, Ted, there's not a better deal out there. Three silver dollars for $97 with a $60 value, three of my most powerful films, Endgame, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, and free shipping. That's a $70-plus value on top of it. Now with silver going up, you know, $35 or whatever. What did silver go to?
Silver was at $34 and, let's see here, $34.05 today at its peak.
Okay, so the point is that you, folks do the math, you can't beat that deal. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. The reason I called you back in, we only got about 2 minutes left, Ted, and thanks for joining us, is Fauber was talking about they may try to confiscate gold again, and then, you know, it'll go up five times in value after they confiscate it, you know, just like they did in 33. And my statement to that is that so what? I mean, most people didn't turn their gold in when that happened. And what do you just keep the dollars and let them rape you there? At least they've got to physically try to get it from you. Also, silver's never been confiscated. That's why I've been heavy in silver as well. But I'm sorry. You know, the silver and gold I've bought over the years, it's not a lot of it, but it's an emergency backup. I'm not giving it up to these crooks. And that's the type of thing, if they try this again, we're just not going to go along with it. So that's my answer to people that say, I'll just let them devalue my dollar.
I agree with you, Alex, and I can tell you people should just stay away from the kind of gold that you have to give up your Social Security number for, whether if it's buying or selling, it doesn't matter. Just say, hey, do I ever have to get a 1099 or do I have to give up my Social Security number on this type of gold? And if that is the truth, then get away from that kind of gold. There's plenty of options in the bullion and also the very low premium type gold coins. And, you don't have
That's right. They're just semi-numismatic, but still they're collector, so they don't go under the confiscation rule, correct?
Yeah, and just stay away from anything that's real high premium at this point, because I can tell you right now it makes no sense to set up a coin collection, not with the economy that we have right now. Stay with stuff that is private, portable,
and away from government. We hear about other people with, 30, 40% markups because they're selling numismatics, which are fine if you know what you're doing. Ted has got them if you want them at great prices, but his main thing is bullion that has a collector value, so it's not under confiscation, but it really is basically at bullion prices. Give them a call. Protect yourselves today. 800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for answering those questions. We'll be right back with your phone calls and a lot of news on the other side.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You have found it, the front lines of the info war. I'm Alex Jones here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We have the bombshell, the huge, biggest revelations ever from Lindsey Williams on the geopolitical stratagem from his inside source, joining us tomorrow in T-minus 23 hours, 50 minutes from now. He will be joining us. He was on in the first hour. If anybody wants to get the podcast later today with a prelude, he pretty much told you a lot of it then. He's pretty shooken up. This stuff's real, folks. And his latest, not predictions, inside info is all coming true. So that's coming up. I want to go to Nathan, Tim, Joe, Ron, Scott, and others. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And I do have a lot of news I want to get to. I'm going to recap that towards the end of the show, though, because I've been ranting and interviewing guests. I want to hear from you, but I'm always trying to take calls and then have them done quickly and for me not to babble for an hour when you ask a question. It's not really babble, but you know what I mean. So I'm going to try to keep these down to a minute and a half. I'm sure we'll fail, but we're trying. Venezuela denies Libyan leader Gaddafi en route. Yeah, because they probably don't want F-16s to blow it out of the sky and an accidental air crash or maybe hit him with an energy beam and he'll have a stroke on board. Oh, they've got those in the C-130s and the DC-10s. Venezuela denies Libya's Gaddafi en route, but the British Foreign Secretary, William Hague, said earlier today that their word from inside Libya is he has taken off for Venezuela. But who knows? The London Telegraph a few hours ago reported Libyan Colonel Gaddafi flees to Venezuela as cities fall to protesters. Their parliament has been burning all day. TV station getting torched, riots in Iraq, in the north and the central areas, gold surging, other commodities exploding, oil exploding. Meanwhile, the federal government's moving openly for internet kill switches, setting up police state grids here as well. This has all been orchestrated. Again, the protests are real, and many of the people have reasons to be angry. The point is, why are they being triggered now? Okay. It doesn't mean that we are for Gaddafi or that we're for Hosni Mubarak. We don't like them. The point is the globalists want chaos. And this is what Williams told you 4 months ago in October. Now it's happening. This is what all the evidence shows. George Soros is all over this, and he's a bad guy, folks. So think ahead a couple more moves, and then think ahead a few more. Or just read the books written by Kissinger and this Council on Foreign Relations reports and where they brag about all of it. And sure, they may lose control of these, but they still get the chaos they want. But they're shaking up the bag to move us into this next crisis phase. Okay, let's go to Nathan in Oklahoma. Nathan, you're on the air.
All right. Hey, Alex, can you hear me all right?
Worldwide transmission, over.
All right.
Almighty, this is PBR Street Gang, over. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Well, thanks for taking my call. And one of the things I think that your callers can't say enough, you know, is that thank you for doing what you do. You know, I thought I was born into one of the most boring periods of human history, but come to find out, it's one of the most pristine moments to be
now,
born.
The whole system, while they want us obsessed with Justin Bieber, whatever his name is, and Lady Boo Boo, and all this other idiocy, that's also people are, I hear adults talking about Justin Bieber and see kids with copying his moronic haircut. I mean, that doesn't matter. This is one of the most important times ever. They got giant cyclotrons they're firing up. The Pentagon admits they're developing antimatter weapons. They're doing cross-species genetic planting and release of insects. They're releasing mosquitoes that forcibly vaccinate you. They're rolling out brain-altering vaccines. Total insanity. 2011, government surveillance blimps, artificial surveillance dragonflies and hummingbirds and training the military to mow citizens down and giant federalization, threat fusion center, command bases unrolling and FEMA camps openly being funded and total craziness from end to end. The moron public who isn't awake, some are waking up and getting more awake, but the others are getting deeper in denial, running around talking about Justin Bieber. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You're good, and you're right. You know, we're in, you know, the largest awakening of the human, you know, the planet Earth has ever seen so far, which is, you know, a good thing. But I'll get to what I got to say. You covered that the globalists want to put chips in our brains, you know, on your last broadcast. Well, I have some the most powerful information that I think would be good, and this uprising and awakening of ours that we have yet to put to use.
Okay, well, tell us the info.
All right, it's our brain, and the first, I have two studies to tell you about. The first one is there's a book called Train Your Mind, Change Your Brain by Sharon Begley. Now, in 2001, Richard Davidson, who is a scientist that studies neuroplasticity, tested his lab at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, where he asked the Dalai Lama and another monk to come and be hooked up to an electroencephalogram, also known as an EEG machine, which measures and records the electrical activity of your brain. Now, at first, he had the monk not think of anything, and then he had him think of compassion. When he did this, the scales went off the charts with the amount of brain activity that was going on.
Sure, no. I mean, that's not the only study. When the brain is in a loving, empathizing position, it's the highest level brain waves you can have. And that's absolutely right. Send that stuff over. I got to jump because I promised to get to a lot of callers, Nathan. Tim in Michigan. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Strike leader, you are live. We are V2. Go ahead.
Okay, Alex. Hey, how you doing today? Anyway, listen, you know, I heard that gentleman say something about the U.S. printing money. I just wanted to get your quick answer to this. I am under the notion that as long as the U.S. remains this, you know, the standard, the money standard of the world, they can continue to print money. But once that they lose that position as the reserve
money, currency,
right, that they will no longer be able just to print money.
So what the G20's been doing in the last 5 years is concerted devaluation of all major currencies to try to hide the inflation, but that's not happening now. So it's forcing a rush into commodities, which then exacerbates things going up even higher on top of dollar devaluation to purchase, you know, vital resources, food, energy. And that also drives investors and governments into gold and silver. So that's why they just try to use a propaganda overlay while the elites hoard gold and silver to tell the public Justin Bieber doesn't like gold. And they go, well, Justin Bieber doesn't like it. It's a horrible investment. It's only gone up 400% in the last 10 years. Justin Bieber says don't get it. And they go, Justin Bieber says don't get it. And so they feel very genius, and they waddle around and watch their football games and suck their thumbs with pleasure. But, I mean, what's your question?
Okay, well, I got the chance to give my first public speech at a state town hall meeting on.
Why are you doing that? Just watch Justin Bieber, man. Come on. That'll save us. Come on. Lady Gaga. Come on, man.
Gaga came out in an egg, okay? I mean, that's more important than me trying to be telling people that you can be proactive, that there is things you can do.
Oh, look, we're getting fluoride taken out all over the world. We're kicking their hind end. I appreciate your call, Tim. Exactly. Look, when you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball, the Lady Gaga, the Justin Bieber, who gives you these carbon tax messages. They tell your kids they got to love Justin Bieber, and then Bieber says, hand in your guns, pass the Cybersecurity Act, and the police state's good, and then your children are turned into mindless vassals who now they look up to some twit instead of looking up to Thomas Jefferson or looking up to Nikola Tesla or looking up to Magellan. I mean, kids, Magellan's a lot cooler than Justin Bieber. He circumnavigated with one ship the entire planet. He was killed by wild natives before they got back to Portugal, and when they got back, there was only like 11 people alive of the 200 and something crew, and the entire ship was rotting down to the waterline. That's destiny. That's will. That's striving. That's being a trailblazer and explorer. Going into space, mathematics, quantum mechanics, the secrets of the universe. It's all there. Life is fiery with its beauty. It's incredible detail. Tuning into it. They want to shatter your mind talking about Justin Bieber. It's pure evil. They're taking your intellect, your soul, and giving you Michael Jordan and Bieber. Unlock your human potential. Defeat the globalists who want to shatter your mind, your doorways to perception. I want to see you truly live. I want to see you truly be who you are. Ah! I don't want my progeny who's coming, my unborn grandchildren and great-grandchildren, to live in this nightmare system these control freaks have created, where these wicked globalists are so threatened by human potential, they poison the water, the vaccines, the food, to turn us into a bunch of slugs, a bunch of lobotomized sloths so they can control us. It is a crime. It is the most jealous, envious, greedy, hateful, sickening thing the New World Order does, and that's why I am so pleased to be committed in the fight against them. That's why I don't care about my own life, except I want to continue to live to fight them. That's why I don't have fear. I only have fear of myself and my flesh and not being up to the challenge. And I ask you to look in the mirror and ask yourselves, what are you doing in this time of great challenge? What are you doing to unlock minds? Once you unlock a mind, once you unlock somebody, then they can unlock their soul. We can't unlock a soul. Only God can do that. But we can unlock minds. And once the mind is unlocked, once the intellect is turned on, then comes the discernment. Then comes the awakening of the soul. Then comes true enlightenment and empowerment. So the globalists seek to make you a bunch of jealous, stunted, weak, backstabbing, gibbering demons. All of us have the lower elements and the higher. We must strive for the higher. Stay with us!
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to survivalsproutbank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at survivalsproutbank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and racing and plotting the Lord. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse.
He's going the distance. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Colorado. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Great to be on your program. I met you first in Chicago in 2006. Then I was there at the MSNBC protest.
Oh, boy, that was crazy.
That was crazy. What I was doing frantically before I got on the phone with you was go to my closet to find a book called The Mighty Wurlitzer, How the CIA Played America. And I'd just like to comment about how the CIA is playing America today, not only on the mainstream media, which is a given, but on alternative outlets like Free Speech TV, Democracy Now, etc.
Yeah, well, they're not really independent. That's all Ford Foundation.
Yes, exactly. Ford Foundation, Soros. And not only are they playing America on those things, those particular programs are leading the charge of regime change in the Arab world.
Yeah, I mean, but meanwhile, they demonize the American people taking the states back in our beautiful form, the model of the world for true liberty. Oh, that's evil and bad to protest. It's violent. It could cause people to, let's not do that. But then, oh, it's so wonderful. And then they put more dictators in Egypt. It's they're removing dictators that weren't 100% pliant, and it's going to jack up energy prices.
I remember Lindsey Graham. You know, who was the? Is it Lindsey?
Lindsey Williams.
Graham. It's who's the guy that you had on?
Lindsey Williams.
Lindsey Williams. Yes. When I first heard you talk about El Barade, I thought you were kind of whacked out, you know, until I heard Webster Tarpley, and then when I remembered the gentleman, Lindsey Williams. And I just, and then what came to me when Mubarak was taken down is the fact that I made the speech about the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center at one of the conferences, and Mubarak had been targeted by the CIA for a few times to make sure he would be a reliable puppet. Mubarak was the guy that fingered Sheikh Omar Abdul Rahman as a paid CIA agent.
And oh, yeah, it was in the Egyptian news, and they hired Ahmad Salam to go build the bomb, and then he said, okay, let's bust him. And they said, no, we're going to let it go forward. He knew they were setting him up and probably trying to, because he worked for Mubarak. He was an Egyptian CIA agent, an intelligence agent. He thought they were setting him up, so he recorded them, and then he went and gave a press conference, and that's why that all came out at the time that the feds had basically run the 93 World Trade Center attack.
Mubarak basically fingered the patsies, and it was a suppressed news story, too, for a while. The other thing I'd like to comment on, oh, yeah, Eve of Destruction, I think, is the song you're trying to find by Barry McGuire.
Yeah, no, I'm familiar with that song. That would be good bumper music. No, when I was saying Symphony of Destruction.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's Megadeth. By the way, Dave Mustaine, listener of the show, of course, been on. He named his latest hit album, Endgame, after our film. Another example of how we're breaking out and having a huge effect across the board. Thank you, Joe. Let's talk to Ron in Illinois. Ron, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm glad I could hang out long enough. I've got a question for you. This has more to do with a sponsor. I think it's Solutions from Science.
Yes.
The book, Surviving Martial Law, I think was put out by them. It's been a long time. I've been trying to call. There were footnotes at the back of the book, and it made statements. And I've been trying to back up a statement, and I've not been able to find it at all. Would I talk to you, or could you direct me to talk to somebody to verify something?
I mean, I like Solutions from Science and the storable seeds they have and the solar generators, and I know they have a book about how to hide your guns, and I think they may have put out a deal about martial law, or that may be another sponsor, but I'll try to answer your question as best I can. What's the statement at the back of the book?
Okay, the statement at the back of the book is something about an executive order signed by Bush to allow foreign troops on our soil.
Are you kidding? I mean, they have security arrangements. It's Toronto News, Associated Press. It's in my film, Road to Tyranny. I actually have the articles blown up where they signed the agreements to use Canadian and Mexican troops here domestically. There's also an NLE 09 and 010. Just type in NLE 09. You'll read it at Homeland Security's website, saying that they would use, in that drill, troops from a bunch of foreign nations. And they publicly, under the SPP, set up the North American Union security perimeter from southern Mexico up to Alaska and will interchange. U.S. troops have been used at the Olympics and vice versa. Those exchange programs as we're being acclimated. Absolutely, it's on record that they're setting the stage to use foreign troops.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Of enemy propaganda rolling across the picket line. Lay down, GI, lay down, GI. We saw it all through the 20th century. And now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world. I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more. I want freedom! That's what I want, and that's what you should want! It's up to each and every one of us to turn loose just some of the greed, the hatred, the envy, and yes, the insecurities, because that is the central mode of control. Make us feel pathetic, small, so we'll willingly give up our sovereignty, our liberty, our destiny. We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies and issues of no significance, and classism, statism, and all the rest of those in control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right. What a bunch of garbage, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you, two sides of the same coin. Two management teams bidding for control, the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated. The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? Humankind is too good. We're not a bunch of underachievers. We're going to stand up, and we're going to be human beings. We're going to be real. real things, the things that matter, creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit. Well, that's it. That's all I got to say. Continue your course.
We are back live, and that, of course, was the ultimate red pill, a remix of my appearance in the film Waking Life, a Richard Linklater award-winning film. I want to go back to your phone calls and more of the news here, but these bad boys, a few weeks ago we got the V for Victory t-shirts, you are the resistance in. Now we have these bumper stickers pretty close to cost. You are the resistance, designed by... Phil, did you design this, or did Janae? Phil did a great job. He did this. And I'll give folks an actual camera shot of this. If you're a radio listener, go to Infowars.com and click on the online video bookstore shopping cart where we got the T-shirts, the Draft Ron Paul T-shirts, the You Are the Resistance. I'd like to see these up on cars and other places. And I instructed them a month ago when we decided to design these and order these to put them pretty close to cost. Let me check how much they are. Okay, so they're $1 a piece when you just get 15. Then they're $6.95. Excuse me. So they are close to cost. Good. Okay, so they're $6.95 for 15. I'm looking way across the room and can't read it. So they've got 100-pack for $19, 100-pack of these gorgeous bumper stickers for $19. They got a 50-pack for $8. They got a 15-pack for $6.95. And of course, the little bit of profit we make, I don't think there's much there because I did instruct them to make it almost at cost, you know, so we can also cover the shipping and handling. But can you imagine what 100 of these bad boys can do around town? Just make sure it's legal and lawful where you post them. But it's not like we're in a revolution here. Oh, the government says it's good when people are going after police and burning things. I think that's bad. But then our media tells us that it's great when people get violent overseas, when it's a regime they want to topple. But then they tell you it's evil to even have a political bumper sticker on your car, or much less post it in public. Oh, that's so violent and evil. So, again, you are the resistance, Infowars.com, with the big red V, available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Imagine if everybody listening to me in Austin ordered 50 of these or 100 of these and put them up. Wow, that would be a big saturation effect. Let's launch Operation V in every city. Or you're welcome to make your own design of bumper stickers and post them everywhere. But, again, what I'm saying about revolution is this. I want a revolution of ideas. I want a renaissance, an awakening. I want to rediscover the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, liberty culture, and take our states back and then our federal government back and block the globalists at the pass. Okay? And that means you getting involved. I am not for violent revolution offensively. To defend yourself, and if we go deep into super tyranny, then you got to do what you got to do to protect you and your family. But it's when you see the George Soros and the State Department involved in all this stuff, you know it's going to hurt the people in those countries even more. As bad as their ridiculous clown-like Muammar Gaddafi is, as bad as Hosni Mubarak, the globalist puppet, is, why is this now happening? They want the world in turmoil, and so we should support the people in Libya and Egypt and reach out to them. In fact, I thought about shooting videos. I know we have a lot of listeners who can then translate it into Arabic, make a version that way. We don't have the skills or the people to do it. I guess we could if we dropped everything. But the point is, maybe I should make a video reaching out. I thought about this weeks ago to the Arabs and others about, hey, understand you don't want globalists installing something of their own after this. You want real freedom. And obviously they know that, but it's good to have that solidarity back and forth. That's all I'm saying here. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Vermont. Scott, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. It's been a few years since I talked to you. A couple of things to report from Vermont. We have people think that Vermont is one of the best on Second Amendment rights, and actually a few years ago, I should have called you 3 years ago after it happened, I heard about it from the proprietor of the flea market, who said and told others how The reason why the sign used to say no dogs allowed, now it says no dogs or firearms allowed, is because the dealer doesn't let dealers sell firearms there like he used to anymore, because he had half a dozen or almost feds, I think he said, from Boston.
Yeah, no, they run stings, and they normally bring an ex-con or an illegal alien in, and then they trick somebody to do a private sale, which is like you selling a gun to your neighbor, so they can then threaten the owner of the facility to shut down anybody being able to lease it who allows firearms, and that's the so-called gun show loophole they're trying to shut down everywhere.
Yeah, it wasn't gun shows exactly, but the flea markets, and you know, as far as I know, I still have the right to sell a firearm in my yard sale if I want to in Vermont. But he was literally strong-armed by one of the feds, squeezed his arm while saying, "You're not going
to." Well,
let
what you do is you go to the flea market with photos of your firearm. You make sure the person has a driver's license for your own safety, and say you don't have a felony, and they say yes, and you go, "Okay, let's go to the hamburger place down the road, and I'll sell it to you there."
Should have happened. It was a bunch of guys, you know, unorganized militia guys should have stood around and said, "Hey, you feds, get out of here." But he buckled, and you can't sell firearms at the flea market anymore.
Well, Scott, we've done our best here in Austin, you know, breaking the same stings going on at the gun show and trying to promote the new location they had to move to. But this is a strategy all over the nation to shut down the legal private sale of firearms at flea markets and gun shows. So when I said the gun show loophole, that's what the government calls it when you sell your neighbor a gun or you sell them at a flea market or anywhere.
Yeah, and we have a new CFR member as a state senator in Vermont now. This guy is a multimillionaire, as far as I know, from his Kurdish oil deals. You may know who I'm talking about. His father was a CFR member, and his father resigned in disgust, and this man, Peter Galbraith, he acknowledged the fact that his father resigned from the CFR in disgust at the undue influence of it, and but he insulted my intelligence by telling me, and he became elected, by the way, not that there was much choice between one left here or another. he's a limousine liberal, I call him, but a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, which he tried to tell me, "Oh, it's just a boring talk group."
No, I hear you. I appreciate the call. What they do is they get about 5,000 people together. The leadership are totally globalist. The publication they put out called Foreign Affairs every month on newsstands, it's like a book, but it's on magazine stands. It's a great book, usually about 200 pages long. It openly calls for the end of this country and the end of our sovereignty, and Rockefeller writes books about it. Then they get kind of mid-level power people in there to control them, and if they sell out, then they move up the ranks. Good point, Scott. Let's talk to Michael in California. Michael, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, you know what's going on with the Ron Paul front today?
Don't speak quite as loud. I kind of just...
I'm sorry, Alex. I just called to ask if you knew what's going on with the Ron Paul front today.
The Ron Paul front. No, what's going on?
We have Ron Paul Liberty Pack money bomb going on today. We just exceeded $427,000.
Well, we're big supporters of Ron Paul, and as the campaign builds up, we're going to continue to try to support it, so people should check out Campaign for Liberty and get involved in that. Do you have any comments about what's happening in the world today?
Well, as far as the world in general, the reason my main call was because of Ron Paul, and we need to energize this InfoWar, and because of the world events that we have going on around us, Ron Paul is the answer to many of the problems that we have here in our country.
No, he's perfect. It'd be better if he's a little bit younger, just so the media wouldn't spin it that he's too old, but he's in pretty good health, and even if he doesn't win running for president, he'll be there to inject real ideas. I think it's dangerous, though, and Ron Paul said this, to put all our eggs in one basket. We support Ron Paul, but we also support the liberty-style movement, you know, the true Tea Party at the state level, so we can block the feds via the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, just like the states are saying no to government-run health care, just like the states are saying no to fluoride at many other levels, no to the Patriot Act. The states are coming in and trying to defend our borders and our sovereignty via the globalist North American Union plan to flood the country with cheap labor, also as a voting bloc. So absolutely, I appreciate your call. Very exciting to hear that. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in Kansas. Dave, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I just thought I'd update you. I know you have your Google bombs and all that other stuff. And one interesting thing I've noticed over the past several weeks, and this is rather disturbing, I added you to my favorites link on my computer, and every time I go onto the favorites link, it's popping up with the Bing web page. And I'm like, what the heck? And I kept on doing this. I reloaded your back on the favorites, went to your website, and put it, relinked it and went back on Bing. So I actually have to go to the alternative and like open up a second page to get back to your website. Just thought to put that in there and let your guys know that this is, there's something else going on that is undermining your linkage. Thanks.
Well, thank you. There is a cocktail of things going on with Google and Bing and all these big globalist platforms who openly go to globalist meetings and call for world government, openly overthrow governments. Here they want to suppress us, but then they want to overthrow their enemies. And you see this more and more where, especially overseas, the Google, if you're using Google or even have them, you know, on your computer, they'll put a message up saying, do you want to go to this website? It could be dangerous. And they're doing that more and more to innocent websites. Now, this didn't happen to us 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, but it happened to 84,000 other sites. And the news reported, including real estate companies, dog grooming, car dealerships, restaurants, 84,000 websites. The feds just seized them, claiming that there was child pornography on them. It turned out there was no child pornography. And they put a message up. The feds route the DNS to their server saying this is a child porn website. And they're just going to keep doing it. So that's a beta test for the internet kill switch. I mean, folks, this is all happening. There could come a day. Look, already 4 or 5 years ago, the Watson brothers, when they've been in Europe and in England, they'll try to use the government-free broadband that they take taxpayer money for and then give to you. Now, why do schools around the country take federal grants, that's money taken from the people, and then, quote, give? I always see the news, the school's giving laptops. Oh, the government just gave it to us. No, they took somebody's wealth, redistributed it, and then they load the computers up with tracking software, video, audio. They're watching the kids at home. Capital of California? Sacramento, in Philadelphia. I mean, it just goes on and on in the last decade where schools are watching you over the laptops. And even though it's in the news, the general public knows that's 1984. So they go, oh, that couldn't be true. That Alex Goss says they're taking baby's blood at birth. Oh, well, here's the AP admitting it. Oh, blah, 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 that's not real. Here's the admission that they're using laptops to watch you at home without warrants. Oh, I don't want to see that, Philadelphia News article. Here it is out of the Sacramento Bee. Oh, blah, 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 I don't want to see it. Okay. And so they give you free laptops and watch you at home. They give you free software, and then Google watches you and listens to you. And it's just kind of in the public domain, but people can't believe it. Because if you're listening now, you actually go check what I just said and find out it's true, then you'd be freaked out. You'd have to do something. But Justin Bieber's on, and then basketball's coming up, and, all of this is so wonderful. We're going to get to see LeBron James in Miami. I mean, that's what's important. Not the government watching us and private corporations and schools watching kids at home without warrants. That's not real. Justin Bieber's real. That Alex Jones guy, he's crazy. And that's what they do. That's how they respond to our facts. And so the Watsons, and we've confirmed this, many ISPs in Europe, just you got an ISP, you pay for the service. They don't let you go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. They're trying to contain the viral growth. Or they go to a train station, and the government gives them, quote, free wireless. That means you pay for it through taxes, but now they can control it because it's free. And, can't go to Infowars.com because it has objectionable hate material. So, yes, for a couple of weeks, a few years ago, right when Australia was testing international filters, they said they were going to put hundreds of thousands of sites on it, and it turned out it was Australian dentists and outside companies like outside of Australia and websites like Infowars.com. For a week or two, you just couldn't get to it in New Zealand or Australia. I mean, that's just what they do. And they wanted to gauge and see the response. So, yes, the globalists have noticed with psychology. Here's an example. I saw an article where a Washington State representative came back into the airport there in Seattle. In fact, it's in my stack somewhere today. I meant to get to it. Guys, I'll never be able to find it in the 10 stacks or so I have here. Will you research Washington State representative doesn't refuse pat down. I just put it on screen so I can give them the actual headline, but that should pull it up. But it said that she they made her go in the scanner, and then they said, now we're going to pat you down. So she submitted to that. And see, people keep telling me, oh, Alex, you know, you just got to do the scanner, the microwave, and then you won't have to do the pat down. No. They like to give you a supposed out. First, it's only some airports have scanners. Then do the scanner, you won't have to do the pat down. Now they're saying all airports will have the scanners and they're phasing them in. And then you will have an additional pat down after it. So, but they give you an out to feel like you're a rat so you can run away. And so it's always phased in. So it's just like, oh, this ISP doesn't let you go to Infowars.com. Or, oh, this wireless system doesn't let you. Or Google puts up a warning. Or Google delists Prison Planet from Google News. Or, see, they're just phasing it in, phasing it in, phasing it in. And they found the article. Throw it back up on screen. State Rep. Cisna objects to airport search demand. And then they go on to say that she underwent the body scan as she was preparing to leave Seattle, Tacoma, because she was leaving International Airport Sunday and was then required to undergo the pat-down by Transportation Safety Administration officials who are always caught stealing money and demanding sex from women. We'll be right back.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Voices at your head. I'm the face that you have to.
Okay, earlier I was reading the prices off the shopping cart across the room. And so I was reading them wrong for the V for Victory bumper stickers. Because I guess it's confusing on there. Okay, so it's 15 bumper stickers for $6.95, 50 bumper stickers for $14.95, 100 bumper stickers for $25.95. Okay, there you go. And that's basically at cost for us, these beautiful color bumper stickers. It'll last a long time, and we'll certainly get the word out to everybody out there with InfoWars.com on them. You are the resistance, available at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. I would love to see this explode and see the bumper stickers all over the place in legal and lawful areas. Okay, I want to get a few final calls here, but the point I was getting to before the break is this, and I want to finish up in summation. There is a global move to start curtailing the Internet, and we would read what the Internet 2 consortium of governments and industry were saying a decade ago and warn you about it. They stated their plan, and it's death by 100 cuts. It's phased in death of the web as we know it and phasing you into a new unfree web. And we've written countless articles about Internet 2, Trojan horse for takeover. You can just search Internet 2, Infowars.com, and pull up the ad nauseum articles that Kurt Nemo, Aaron Dykes, Steve Watson, Paul Watson, and others have written on our sites and with links to all their own statements. This is happening. They're putting the Internet kill switch in. And, you know, we're on AM and FM stations, global shortwave satellite. We've broken through with such an effect that even as they try to censor things, we'll be one of the last to go because it would be a major canary in the coal mine. But they are quietly trying to block people from getting to our sites. So remember that, and please help spread the word about PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, because if they weren't blocking us and curtailing us and putting roadblocks up, we would be reaching exponentially even more people. So please make InfoWars.com your homepage. Please email it to your friends and family. Please tell folks about the radio broadcast. And please tell folks to tune in tomorrow when Lindsey Williams talks about the most important information he says that he's ever covered. And off air, I got some inkling of it. It is super powerful information about the globalist plan for worldwide instability. Now, we got loaded phones here, and I only have time to take one more. So who's up next, John? Al in California, you'll have to be our tail gunner. Sorry to Corey and others. And patience. I ought to go to patience just because of the name of the caller. In fact, I got to skip you, Al. I apologize. We're going to go to patience from California because of that name. Patience, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's Patience from Southern California. You posted my article on SACWIS. I wanted to thank you very, very much and to let you know that there's more coming where that came from.
Your article on what?
On SACWIS. The state automated child welfare.
Oh, yeah. It actually says, I read and went to the documents that you linked to. They're actually creating a state license to have children, which 2 years ago they got beat in court. But California claimed that the state owns your children and tried to ban homeschooling.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, it sort of already is banned. And this is a throughout the United States of America thing. It's already up and running. It's just that all states are not interlinked, and it's not up so good. It's just so expensive to run everybody through it. So now they're running people, but only those they think have children that might be easy to sell or get away for good from the parents.
And there is a market on selling kids. The Georgia senator we had on was about to expose it in a week, and then she got shot in the head a couple times. You know what? Your article was powerful. I forget the headline. Give folks the headline so they can Google it and pull it up.
License to parent your own children. And you can go to Federal Jack and see it or at InfoWars.com and see it.
That's right. And I also saw it on WeAreChange.org. That's where I originally saw it. Key information, a license to parent your children, InfoWars.com. Okay, thank you so much. Great way to end the transmission. Lindsey Williams was on during the first hour, giving you a prelude. Retransmission starts now. Tune into it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.